There is a new report. International travel to the United States is down, and there is some concern about that moving forward. As a matter of fact, the latest report shows that international travel inbound to the United States contracted again in July, falling nearly 1.2%, the fourth month this year that international travel has tumbled to the United States. Joining us this morning as the CEO of the U.S. Travel Association, Roger Dow. Mr. Dow, good morning. Welcome to WGN.
Good morning. Good to be on the air with you.
So we mentioned those numbers going down 4 months this year that we've seen that happening. What's the reason for this?
The biggest reason is the strength of the dollar. We've seen this since 2015. Our dollar is just so strong, it's getting more expensive. Second reason, some weaker economies around the world. You're seeing that in Latin America, South America, parts of Europe. And the third, there's a great growth of low-cost carriers in Europe, and Europe is on sale to go anywhere except the United States.
Talk to us a little bit about how your organization wants to turn this around.
Well, one of the biggest things we want to do is there's something called Brand USA, which doesn't cost the taxpayers a dime, and it markets the United States with the travel industry, and people coming to the U.S. pay into it, and we need to get that reauthorized. It is a system where we can talk to everyone in the world through Brand USA, and it levels the playing field. It's so important for areas like Chicago because it allows you to market Chicago around the world. So we really need to get that done. We need more visa waiver countries. Vice President just announced that Poland is going into the visa waiver program, which will be great for Chicago.
Yeah, that makes it a lot easier for people to plan their trips and come without a problem. I wanted to ask you about the political part of this. Is there a sense that there's a political atmosphere in the United States that's keeping people away as well?
We're seeing some loud noise from the media around the world about the political atmosphere in the U.S., no question about it. However, our research shows that people separate politics and place. In other words, you and I will go to China, we'll go to Russia, and we're not so thrilled about their politics. But I think the administration can do a much better job of welcoming people, saying the welcome message. And that's why we need Brand USA, because we're getting the word out as an administration that we want security. And we all want security, but we also have to say, welcome. Welcome all the good guys, no bad guys.
So this is, as Congress returns to work, this I'm guessing you want this to be front and center, this reauthorization of Brand USA.
It's our top priority, and we've got huge support from the Senate. We've got over 100 members of Congress for it. So it's just a matter of getting it on the docket and getting it done. This is a no-brainer. Congress has to do it.
I know, Roger, that the domestic travel is still doing pretty good, isn't it?
The darling of the economy is domestic travel, especially leisure. Leisure has been holding up the travel economy for years. It's very strong. People are traveling. They're getting out there. Business is good. A lot of meetings and conventions important to Chicago. That's all very good. But if we can fix this international piece, we'll continue to be on a roll. We've had 116 months of straight growth of the travel economy, and this blip of going down internationally is costly, and we've got to fix it.
Talk to us a little bit about some of those costs. I mentioned in the opening that there may be some lost, obviously lost revenue, but this might also be impacting jobs in the travel industry. How significant is that impact?
Let me put it in perspective. We've gone up about 1% or 2% in the last year in international. The problem is the world's gone up like 8%. So in 2015, we had a share of the long-haul market of 13.7%. Last year, we had a share of 11.7%. You say, okay, 2% doesn't sound like much. That's $59 billion to the U.S. economy. That's 120,000 jobs. All the talk about Amazon's 25,000-person headquarters, this is five Amazon headquarters. So this is crucial. It's a small amount, and a little tweaking here and there can bring a whole lot of jobs to the United States.
So as we close out the interview here, your message to Congress and politicians would be what?
Congress, this is a no-brainer, bipartisan issue. Get it done. Let's get U.S. back on the international travel trail again.
All right, Mr. Dow, we appreciate you being with us this morning. Thank you very much.
Always a pleasure. Love Chicago. Thanks.
Thank you. Roger Dow, CEO of the U.S. Travel Association. You can find more online at BrandUSA, thebrandusa.com. Again, thebrandusa.com. We're going to link out to some of the report here on international travel contracting in the podcast of the Opening Bell a little bit later on this morning.